Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Now time for a very muddy edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to a friend and which games to simply pass on by. I am Corey, and I am joined by the man, the myth, the legend. He has conquered the mountains. He has run through the mud. Basher.
By that you mean I completed 3 more challenges than you. But yes, the master of the mud.
I think you completed a lot more than me. We are here to talk about Mud Runner, which is a game on Microsoft Xbox Game Pass on PC. That's what we do on this. But before we do that, I'm going to say, if you're listening to us and you're a new subscriber or you're someone new from maybe Spotify, welcome. Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk about some Game Pass games, and hopefully you like Game Pass as much as we do. And I'm going to ask that maybe you give us a rate. Ratings, they really do help us, and we appreciate them. Whether they're good, bad, let us know what we're doing right. Let us know what we're doing wrong. And before we get too far, I'm going to address this on this episode and the next episode, because then after that we're going to talk about it. We did a little sit-down, and we talked about Halo. Because our goal was to play every Halo campaign before Halo Infinite comes out. And we are going to do that. But the whole reason of us doing that was because they were being staggeredly released on PC. And we were going to check out the PC versions of those games and go from there. I think we'll talk about this more specifically during the Halo 2 episode, which is coming. But we are going to do a slight change on that. And we are no longer playing the PC versions. And we are no longer going to be judging those games based on the PC versions. We're going to be judging them just as they are. Want to put that up front so the people that have listened to those episodes, because those are pretty popular episodes for us, that yes, they are still coming, but we're going to be talking about them a little bit differently. So, but that's not what this episode is about. This episode is about Mud Runner. And here are the details on that game. It is developed by Focus Home Interactive, which they are mainly a porting studio. They also worked with, I'm sorry, let me try that again. It was published by Focus Home, but it was developed by Saber Interactive. We're known for doing a lot of support work on a lot of games, such as Halo, but they are also the lead developers on games such as Killing Floor and World War Z. This game is normally $24.99. It is available on PC, Xbox, PS4, Switch, Android, and iOS. There is absolutely no cross-play. This game is also not even cross-buy in any capacity on Game Pass, because it is only available on PC Game Pass. There is various DLC. Most of it is actually free. The Old Timers DLC, The Valley, and The Ridge all feature new courses as well as new vehicles for you to track in the mud. But there is also an expansion that is $9.99, which is not included with Game Pass, called Mud Runner American Wilds. And that features I think it has almost 10 new trucks in it, as well as 2 new challenge maps. So quite a bit of content for the $10 there. But most of the DLC is free. And if you do have it on Xbox, it unfortunately is not Xbox One X enhanced for you One X owners out there. But now that the details are out of the way, let's talk about Mud Runner.
Mud Running. Listen, I have the same issue, concern rather, that you had before going into this. I don't play a lot of sim games. So going into this, I'm just like, would I be able to judge it correctly and give it kind of the appreciation that it would need and the care that it would need? Luckily, the game answered that for me, because there's not a lot of that high production value, let's say, in this game. And that, you know what, coming from like a publisher like Focus Home, you expect some jank, but it's usually for me, like I like a lot of Focus games, and it's like a charming jank to it. But MudRunner, man.
Maybe we should set it up a little bit, because we did say this is a simulation game, but that's not an exaggeration. Like,
it kind of is. I mean, that's kind of my issue too. But it's a simulation as your truck, right?
And you are moving things from warehouse to warehouse in the mud,
amongst other things, across rivers and other hazards.
Like this game is not about speed. Like, you're not going to be, you know, you're not playing Dirt 5 here. You know, this is not a Gymkhana / Dirt Rally / flying through the mud style video game, which I'm not saying that's what I expected going in, but when it said it was a simulation, I guess I did not expect it to be traveling at 10 miles an hour at certain times because of that, if that makes sense.
Did you shift gears so you can go a whopping 15 miles an hour?
I think so. So I'm going to be honest on this one. No matter what I did, I could not enjoy this game for more than about 7 seconds. And so you have definitely played and taken the lead on this one. And so, like, I feel like, I don't want to say my opinion isn't valid, but I feel like my opinion is going to be extremely jaded in the fact that I have nothing good to say about the game, but that is not because it's bad. It just, it did not click with me in any way, shape, or form.
It has, I was searching for a charm in this game, because kind of my issue is, for a simulation game that is, and this is pure sim, we're not talking like a Gran Turismo or a Forza type sim where, like, really the only sim part is the racing aspect. Like think more along the lines of mechanic sim or something, where you're like,
right,
physically changing out parts and tightening bolts and stuff. Like this, and I thought I was going to go real heavy to the sim aspect of it, to where, like, not that I learn how to drive trucks, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what my aim was, but I really thought that there would be a charm and education there in the simulation, where I thought I was going to get more out of it than I did. And that's really my biggest disappointment in the game, is that I really didn't get a lot out of the game. And I got through, I want to say, anywhere from 6 to 8 challenges, a little more than halfway through. And the challenges are,
they're not very challenging.
No.
Like, and I don't,
it's only one. And it's only one challenge in each. Like for example, a challenge would be hook this truck to this truck, then bring it to the warehouse. But then yet the other challenge would be fuel this truck, switch trucks, then bring it to the warehouse. That could be the same challenge. Like, this game isn't complicated enough for you to break everything down so much, because, like you said at the top, you're not going more than 10, 12 miles an hour at a time. And it's a crawling pace.
And that's, man, I just, okay, but so here's my question. Like, is this just not for us? Like,
well,
so, because here's the thing. Okay, so I don't want this to turn into a simulation discussion of the genre, but it's like, I've played, like, stuff like you said. I've played PC Building Simulator. I have played Surgeon Simulator, and I like your Forza because
we played SimCity, like
right, and I've played. To me, when I hear the word simulation, I don't expect a one-for-one translation. And that's what I feel like this game was trying to be. Like, yes, PC Building Simulator is a simulation game, but it also is not, it has its own rules. It's not trying to mimic an actual PC building simulator. Like, you delete viruses in that game by simply having a USB stick and you place it in a computer. And Forza is the same way. Like, I feel like Forza and Gran Turismo play completely differently, even though they are both simulation games. And that's because the simulation aspect is that you have to actually try to drive well. It is not about being the 100, you know, driving a Lamborghini 300 miles an hour and hitting a wall and it being fine. Like, it's about the you have to actually race. You have to actually follow your lines. You have to tweak your tire pressure. Like, this is like straight up a... This is what it would be like if you were to, quote, mud run. And I'm like, it's not fun, though. So I don't know if I missed it, like, if this just isn't for me, or am I crazy in that this just isn't fun and it's not meant to be.
Well, to piggyback off that, I think that's the other part of my issue is it's not sim enough at times. Because, again, like, it's like you said, I think the core of this game is to be a very dedicated simulator. And it just was, maybe it's the production value of it. They just didn't have the resources, but it wasn't, if that's the core of your game, it wasn't enough there. It wasn't simulation enough, if that makes sense, because it's still very loose with some things. Like, for example, there are no character models, so you're playing as trucks. So it's like, if you need to get up a steep incline, you need to use your wrench tool. Your wrench connects to a tree or a branch or something, and it'll pull you up. There's no character model, so you just press Y, and then there's just like this ghost wrench that goes out and connects to a tree, and it's like, I almost want it to be so simulator that someone gets out the truck and does it, because it's not simulation enough to where it's, you know, you're engaged in learning about what's actually happening, and it's not arcadey enough, if you will, to where it's just pure fun in some aspects.
Yeah, that's a good point. It's, you know, if you're going to be sim, then go full sim kind of thing. Like, or if that's the type of sim you want to be, go full sim with it. Like
flight simulator, this thing, if that's what you're trying to do. Right. And I think that's what they
make me have to press the button on the display. Like, make me, like, don't let me take off because I forgot the parking brake, you know? Like,
right.
You know, something like that. And that's a fair point. So, but I just, so the problem is I feel like everyone goes into a sim game with some type of knowledge of the thing. You know? Like, you know, I played PC Building Simulator, one, because it's just easy to play, but two, I fixed computers for 2.5 years. You know, so it's almost like a weird going home feeling. And with MudRunner, I have zero, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, I have zero experience in MudRunning, so I just guess I didn't know what to expect, kind of thing. And I feel like I'm just rambling, just keep saying, like, it wasn't for me, it's not bad. So,
well, I agree with that to a point. I feel like the core audience of any sim game is someone who's about that life. But I think beyond the core experience, I feel like there should be a lot of us who kind of are just interested in it. Like, I will play Flight Simulator, like, if I get a chance to, just because it's like, I'm curious about flying a plane, and it's supposed to be so 200, technical.
200 gigs of space ready for your hard drive there?
I sure don't. But I'm curious enough to be like, because it's so simulator, I'm curious enough to be like, let me see what the heck you do here? Let me spend some time with this and learn something or nothing. Like, but let it be so intricate that I could be like impressed by how intricate that the process is. Whereas right. this MudRunner doesn't deliver any of that. Like, you don't. It sounds. I think it may sound stupid, but you don't learn how to drive trucks. And but this, but it's so simulator that it. I feel like they wanted you to, but it's still very much on the arcade side, where it's like, no, nah, but we'll let you do things that you're not supposed to do because there's no human character models, and you're just right. playing as Ghost Truck, and the only interaction is the ground.
Yeah, and that's, man, it just. Like you just don't do a lot in this game. Like, first question: did you play with controller or mouse and keyboard? I'm just curious.
I'm a controller with this one.
So yeah, I did both, and it's the weirdest thing to me is that when you don't ever actually control the. I can't think of the word. So, like, the right stick controls the camera, which right. is a weird thing to do in a driving game. Like, think about how often you actually control the camera. So, it became this weird thing of anytime I wanted to turn, it became an ordeal. Because if you ever have to make, like, a turn, you press the left, you know, the left stick kind of controls. And then if it starts going wrong and you try to back up, the camera doesn't, like, follow you. You have
anytime
to sort of position the camera.
Anytime I turn, it's an ordeal. Like, that's right. not good for a driving game.
Yeah, you're not wrong. But maybe it's supposed to be. Like, maybe that's what a MudRunner has to deal with. I just don't know, but I have the feeling it's not. Like, that's... Right. It's so... Yeah.
This game could have been super fun. And there's a truck simulator game that You're in my head simulator. That is super fun, and it's along the lines of MudRunner, because it's a little more intricate, it's a little more involved, and you leave that game having some appreciation for MudRunners. Are they even called MudRunners, or is that just the name of the game?
I couldn't tell you, yeah.
But that's what I feel like, because there's something missing in this game that lets it fall on either side of the fence of it being a sim or a sim light, if you will.
Right. So I don't know. I feel like the structure was the other problem. The UI is not great. And what I find strange is that the first thing that you try to do, like, you click on the thing and it's like, no, you should go do this instead. Because, like, there's, like, a campaign mode. And it's like, well, no, you should do the challenges first. And I'm like, well, then why do you have the campaign? Like, immediately out of the gate, I was just like, okay, like, I'm already kind of lost. Like, why am I doing challenges when I don't even know how to do anything yet? And so, but it turns out, like, the challenges are basically the tutorial for the game, and then you're supposed to sort of go in and do the campaign. And it just, that sounds maybe kind of petty, but to me that was a big thing right away. I was like, if you're not guiding me towards the right content immediately off out of the gate, I don't view challenges as something.
It's challenges, not they're not challenges. They're tutorial missions. And right, the tutorial right. missions are, I want to say, crap, I should do better research, have better memory, but they're like 20 of them.
Quite a bit, yeah.
And you're going, again, 12 miles an hour, and you're going pretty long distances, so they feel longer than they are. On top of that, if your truck flips over or something, that's the other thing. So the length being an issue because... Just as you said, like, you have to get through all these challenges before you can even do the campaign. And these challenges are long because of, just as we described, is how slow you go, which is, you get it, you're going through the mud, but and then the distance you have to travel, like, and the things you have to do within those distances. On top of that, all those factors, if you get, I don't know, 99% of the way through and your truck flips over, you gotta start all the way from the beginning.
Yeah.
And there's no checkpoint system in the challenges anyway. So it's like the challenges are there almost to me to just to elongate the game time, because they're so long and involved to where by the time you finish all the challenges, you don't want to play the campaign.
Right. I think if it came down to anything, I think that's my biggest thing, is that for a simulation game, you really need to, you have to teach the player in a way that seems fun, which is an extremely difficult thing, I have to assume. But this game, I feel like, just doesn't try. Like, they set out to make a simulation game, and it probably is, it is a simulation game, but it doesn't, for new players, it just doesn't seem very rewarding. You know, it's, the ramp up just isn't what I want it to be. Again, I don't know if it just didn't grab me because I'm not interested, or if it didn't grab me because it's not a great game. And that's, I think that's where I'm going to leave it, is that I, you know, maybe I'm dead wrong in saying that I don't think it's well designed, and there's someone that does this for a living that, you know, can say like, no, like, this is exactly how it is and you're wrong. I have a feeling I'm not, but maybe I am. But that's where I'm going to leave it on this one, and just say like, this completely missed the mark for me in any capacity.
I want to go beyond that and say it missed the mark in general. It's not very engaging. And then when you force yourself to be engaged in it, it does not reward you in any sort of capacity where you're walking away from this thinking, having any more respect for the Mud Runner or any more or knowledge of the Mud Runner honestly, because so far, like, with all the challenges that I did, as far as I know about mud running, you drive trucks from point A to point B, and sometimes you have to put gas in them and pick up logs. And it's like, that's so base level knowledge that I can't even say play it for the knowledge aspect of it. You don't really get anything out of it, sadly.
All right, here you go. So I think it's fair to say when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, you should pass on this one. That's the point of the show. But I don't know. I think this is the first game that I've played on the service that just, like, straight up, I don't get it kind of thing. You know, even with games that we have not recommended, I at least could see them and say, like, yeah, like, I could see where someone could enjoy this kind of, I don't know. This one just doesn't. It's a bummer. Like, I just, like, it was just, the thing I like about this show and the whole idea of Game Pass is game discovery. And even if it's a game I don't like, I like that I discovered it. And this is when I was like, man, I have wasted time.
Yeah, that's basically time it.
I am never going to get back kind of thing. So I don't know. But all right, let's not dwell on this, and let's cut this where we should and say, when it comes to Mud Runner on Game Pass or Pass, you should pass on it. So. All right, so our schedule got mixed up a little bit. Our next episode was supposed to be Dishonored 2, but in all honesty, just haven't had a ton of time to hop into that one. So what we did do is we started an MMO-style game, because that makes sense, right? Didn't have time to start that. So our next episode is actually going to be Fallout 76. They announced that was coming to Game Pass, and so we put some time into that, and we're enough that we think we're ready to talk about it. And then the week after that, Microsoft announced that the indie game Carrion, Devolver Digital has been doing a bunch of things over the summer in absence of E3, and they announced that will be a day one Game Pass release, which is the 22nd of July. So most likely after Fallout 76, it will be Carrion and then Dishonored 2. And then we also have Halo 2 somewhere in that. So those episodes will come out in some sort of that order. But that is going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. When it comes to MudRunner, unfortunately, please pass on it. You can send us an email, gpopfans@gmail.com. That's gpopfans@gmail.com. If you want to let us know some games that you want us to try or games you discovered, we're always, always willing to take an email and read it on the show. And again, always give us a rating if you can. It really does help. Try that again. Give us a rating because it really does help out. It helps out with me even being able to speak. You want me to be able to speak, right? Like,
It would be helpful for a podcast.
Maybe you're listening to this and you're like, if this guy wasn't talking, I would like this show a lot more.
I disagree with this.
Oh, well, thank you. All right, that's going to do this episode. We will see you next time with Fallout 76.
Good day, sirs.